On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
5:05. I will let you guys know, homework assignment, tomorrow on Evan and Tiki, our official free agent bingo, where we will predict the locations of all the major MLB free agents. So get ready. Be prepared. Edwin Diaz, where does he go? Cody Bellinger, where does he go? Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman, the whole crew. We'll unveil it tomorrow on the Evan and Tiki program. But right now, it's Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. So off air, right before the show started, Evan said something that was very jarring, very eye-opening, but very truthful.
Oh, okay.
But Evan said it in a tone that was very excited for Evan, like a happy puppy dog, and it dejected me immediately. And what he said was simply this. You know what's crazy? We have at least 2 months before the Giants actually hire a head coach. And I sunk.
Right.
And I realized that doing this 5 days a week, plus the multiple podcasts,
it's going to be exhausting.
It is going to be exhausting. Exactly right, Tiki. Now, we get to the end, we'll rationalize, we'll be happy. So
just
I'm
keep saying the same thing.
Exactly.
Same. Every podcast, say the same thing.
Same thing. And then people eventually tune
and
out.
Then they'll tune out. And then you'll be forced to talk about something else.
Or fired. Either way.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first.
Exactly. So I'm here to give you, to me, I'm setting my own ground rules. You guys could disagree. 5 names that better not get brought up anymore in the Giants coaching search. Oh. This applies for callers. I beg of talk show hosts to do the same.
Now, these are people you don't want or you're sick of hearing about them?
I am already tired of hearing about them because I can guarantee you that the following 5 people, I will guarantee, are not going to be the Giants head coach. So let's stop it, let's cut it out, and let's get to the reality, okay? And if you guys disagree, please, by all means. But here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Heard his name today from a caller. Heard his name yesterday from a caller. Doug Peterson. Not going to be the head coach. Don't care that he won a Super Bowl. He's not going to be the head coach. Stop bringing him up.
I agree with that. He had a bad last stint.
All right, here we go.
In Jacksonville.
Number 4.
This is a guy I understand people are going to want, but he's got no shot. Brian Flores, the man's involved in a lawsuit right now. He will not be the Giants head coach.
I wanted Brian Flores to coach the New York Jets. You know my affinity towards him, and I'd be a hypocrite to say I wouldn't want him to coach the New York Giants, but you're right. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just not going to be the Giants coach. The Giants are named in the lawsuit. It's just, it's too complicated.
It's why A-Rod's number's not retired.
And these owners are, I don't want to call them vindictive, but I can't think of a better word, but they're very... Let's call them sensitive.
Good word.
Sensitive.
Okay.
I don't even think Brian Flores will get an interview. And Flores, remember, did interview, obviously, in 2022. He interviewed for the Jet job.
Yep.
He's naturally a guy that should be interviewed everywhere. He's good.
Right.
He's got coaching experience. I would even surmise he won't even be interviewed for the Giant job.
And again, just the point.
You think he's been going on for 5 years?
It's been a while.
By a while. again, even if you want Brian Flores, just that you know it's not happening.
It happened after the 2022 cycle, so figure it's been about 2.5 to 3 years this lawsuit's gone on.
All right, so we got Peterson, we got Flores. Let's go next.
Number three.
Lane Kiffin. Great college coach. This has become like the taboo, lazy take on Twitter. Yes, he was Jackson Dart's head coach. Yes, he has Jackson Dart's dad and him have a good relationship. No, he has zero shot of leaving Ole Miss and becoming the Giants head coach.
Yeah, he had a lot of stops.
You know what it reminds me of?
He's had a lot of stops.
We just dealt with the Knicks coaching search, and that was the Jay Wright option.
Yeah, like, great, perfect example.
It's not that it didn't make sense. It was just that it was never going to happen for a myriad of reasons. And Jay Wright made that pretty clear early on, and yet it was still talked about. But what about Jay Wright? What about Jay Wright? So the attracting the college to the player thing, it's been going on in all sorts of sports for a while. So it will continue, unfortunately, Sean.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
I haven't heard it on our show yet, but I've heard it speculated on social media. Josh McDaniels. He's doing a great job once again as the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. He's had multiple failed head coach stops. He's not going to be a candidate. He won't even interview. Stop bringing him up because he's doing great with Drake May now.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
But it leaves you with one slot for two names.
You're talking about for his list?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's one that's got to be there. I'm trying to think about who the second person is.
I am too. I think my number one is obvious.
Right. Number one.
It's Jordan Hudson. I mean Bill Belichick. Look, he's approaching 75 years old. He has a young girlfriend running his life. He also left the Giants before the Tishes were even involved with the Giants. People forget that. He's got no shot. Stop mentioning him.
See, I didn't think of Bill Belichick.
Was he asked today about it?
I didn't see.
He did a press conference at down in North Carolina. And I wasn't listening, but the Chiron said Giants fire Brian Daboll, whatever, after 2-8 record. And so I was assuming that they were asking him about the Giants job.
Right.
But we never got confirmation that he was asked.
I checked Twitter. I saw nothing pop.
Yeah, so
on Twitter.
If nothing popped, then it didn't happen.
I wasn't even thinking of Bill. Because I'm
what
like,
the hell were you thinking of?
I'm thinking of John Gruden.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking.
Thank you, Tiki.
Okay.
Are you
How
about
you not
to
include John Gruden?
Do you think that, let's start with this. Do you think there's any chance in hell the Giants are going to hire John Gruden?
John Gruden also has a lawsuit against
him. He does. You're right. No. I only have room for five. I guess he could be six or seven. I could make a better case for Gruden, but you're right. He won't. I mean, I could probably make a case for 10 guys.
Life's not fair. And so what I'm about to say is not fair. It's not fair that Brian Flores won't be the head coach of the Giants.
Right.
Sure.
He could and should be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. John Gruden is suing the league. The Giants are a part of another lawsuit in which Brian Flores is claiming racial discrimination. Do you think John Gruden, who on leaked emails was saying racist stuff, would be hired by a team that's even mentioned in that lawsuit? Like, let's use our noodle for a second.
No, you're
right. Again, life's not fair, so I just want to remind people. I don't care about your butts. I understand your butts about Brian Flores, John Gruden, everybody else. I just want you to understand the facts, and then tell me again, do you think a team, fair or not, mentioned in that lawsuit is then going to proceed to be the team to hire John Gruden, whose reputation was ruined because he said racist stuff in an email? The answer, I'll make it easy, is there's no chance in hell.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm going to defend society here for a quick second. I have personally, now I could be dead wrong, I have personally seen and heard less John Gruden than I have these five names the last 24 hours.
You're not paying attention.
Mm. I think it was one of the first calls we took.
Was it? Okay.
Yes.
I feel like
yesterday,
and again, you don't want to base it all everything life onto it. Twitter is not as buzzing with John Gruden as much as these other guys.
Yeah, because I think Twitter is they get it
right. But my point Twitter is they should also get it with these guys.
What you just said, Evan, they're all over that because there's no way John Gruden is coaching anywhere. Forget the Giants, anywhere in the NFL until this thing is resolved.
Okay, so how about we just make this a Cinco de Sixo? I'll gladly add John Gruden.
There you go.
Can we just, for the Evan and Tiki show at the very least, we love our callers, we love our listeners, don't even mention one of these six guys and try to have a realistic conversation. Can we just, at least if this is going to take 2 months, try to have realistic conversations if it's going to drag on? That's all I ask.
Can I add a name to the ban list?
Go ahead.
We do this as sports fans. We go back to the glory days to bring somebody back. We're going to get a call about Tom Coughlin.
No.
Can we add Tom? We love Tom. Oh, can we add him to Teak? It's coming at some point.
Oh, I know.
It'll be like the Rex Ryan calls.
I think we had one on waiting. We thankfully didn't go to him.
About Tom coming back to coach the team?
I can't do that. Bring in Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
Well, you know, get the old band back together.
AP,
you know what I
mean? More being not just the head coach, but a coach.
Right. No, I agree.
More
but I'm
so,
saying
more so than Tom Coughlin.
Right. Coughlin, though, bringing back all the ex-players right. So we get the feels back.
And it's not even about.
We haven't had many of those, in fairness. Sean. So that one, Tom should not have made your list, but people have said it.
I will assume a caller's trolling if they call with Tom Coughlin at this point. Really? I don't even think they'd be serious.
I'll give you two names, though, that should be considered. Don Mattingly and Wally Backman.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Those would be great.
Deserve
candidates.
An opportunity.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, those are names that are always brought up in the managerial searches, and I'm not even joking. It was like the last Met game I went to this year. I was getting off the 7 train. Or it was the LIRR, one of them. And some guy ran over to me and said, yo, if they don't make the playoffs, would you consider Wally Backman replacement?
Wally Backman.
And I said to him, I was like, are you calling WFAN overnight right now? Like, what is happening? So, yeah, not happening. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. John and Maspeth. Hey, John.
Hey, John. Yeah, so I got a case for Jameis Winston to start the rest of the year.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Why not have him start? Make fantasy football a lot more interesting his last few weeks.
I mean,
who out there can throw 400 yards or 4 touchdowns or 4 picks in the game?
He not only, John, would make fantasy more interesting make the Giants more interesting, I'd honestly argue he gives them a better chance to win.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson's half retired. I mean, he's made it obvious in the two games he's appeared since they benched him that he's done. He's checked out.
Right. Didn't throw the ball hardly at all in either one of those. Now, I think he has the option, but, I mean, he just looks like a figure. Like, he's just a figure.
He looks like he's done, and I think Jameis Winston would leave his soul on the football field.
Yes.
And that's not always good.
It would
good.
Be mistake-filled, of but course. It would be entertaining.
But I would still think, like, if we're just talking winning games, because I know the tank heads are going to come out soon about that, but in terms of right now, you still want to win, I assume. I think Jameis Winston gives you a better chance to win.
Jameis is interesting because when he was not on the Giants and he was playing football games, he was the kind of guy who I wouldn't watch the games, but I would just wait to hear what the exploits.
Yes.
The good and the bad.
Yeah.
Like, man, Jameis threw for 380 yards. Oh, wow. 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Oh, and they lost because he threw a pick 6. Like, it was actually fun just to keep track of him.
What I'm curious about is, fair or not, this is the reality. Russell Wilson is treated like really badly when he's seen at MetLife Stadium. He gets booed incredibly loudly.
Right.
And so Sunday they play the Green Bay Packers. Yes, there'll be a lot of cheeseheads there, but there'll be Giant fans there, and they don't like Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston would bring joy to the crowd. Now, at some point that may turn. Like, there could be a crowd heel turn at some point on Jameis.
Well, I mean, if he throws 4 interceptions, yeah. But if he throws 6 touchdowns, which is also likely.
Both are likely. Yes.
Then he'll be a hero.
Yeah. Let's go to David in the Bronx. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The Jets fired Robert Saleh, the instant thing that happened is the defense completely fell apart because Jeff Ulbrich was now the interim head coach and the entire defense couldn't play.
Yep.
So the Giants should have done is instead of putting Mike Kafka as the interim head coach, they should put Shane Bowen there. He sucks anyways. Get his ass out of here. The defense will suck. He won't call the plays. The offense won't suck because now Kafka can't do both.
Huh. That is nice reverse psychology.
That's decent reverse psychology.
Yeah, let's just the defense. You know what? Maybe it'll get better.
Right. They're lost calls anyways. Maybe someone else calling the plays will be better.
Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I had an idea for the draft order. But yeah. I don't think your way incentivizes winning enough. Hmm. I would flip the draft order completely. So the first team not to make the playoffs gets the first overall pick and defends opposite what it normally does.
You know what? That's a great idea because
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Encourages you to win down the stretch.
Right.
Just keep trying to win, even if you've missed the playoffs. Like, if you're the Giants right now, you're trying as hard as you possibly can to get to 7-9.
Do you know? And so I've thought about this.
You know what I mean? Like, that's actually very smart.
I've thought about this point before. In fact, in our fantasy baseball league, I essentially do this where the number one pick goes to the winner of a consolation tournament. Mm-hmm. And usually your best chance of winning a consolation tournament is being like the first team to miss the postseason.
Yes.
I just don't like, burying the bad teams. And you're going to bury them.
Yeah.
But like, the bad teams will never pick one. They're going to pick like 18th. And that feels like such a horrible punishment when you suck and it creates a cycle of horribleness as opposed to saying, look, the odds are the same. Mm. Maybe you get lucky. Maybe you get unlucky. Let me give you perspective, Teague. Do you know who would have the number one overall pick based on that format right now?
Who?
I'm going to tell you the top two teams. The number one pick as of right now, based on first team out, would be the San Francisco 49ers. Do you know who would have the number two pick?
Who?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That's, yeah.
And then you're talking about the Titans picking 18th, the Giants picking 16th, and the Jets picking 14th. I mean, you're basically securing that the borderline good teams will benefit so much more than the crappy teams.
So then here's how you add more games. Have a lottery or a draft pick playoff as well.
How are the players going to play in that? They don't care.
Exactly. So the team that does play, that has their guys willing to play, gets the first pick.
Yeah, you're really going to want Justin Fields to compete to find someone that will replace him in the draft.
I don't know.
Like, I want to win so that the Jets can replace
me. Just trying to make it viable.
No,
because it's interesting, because you got to find a way to make guys want to play.
I get you.
And that's hard.
I get you. John and Glenn Cove. What's up, John?
Evan, what's up, man?
Yo.
What's up?
So listen, how is John Gruden a racist just because he made a derogatory remark about a man who he did not like,
John,
who happened to be black?
John,
he's
John,
not. He's
can
not.
You explain
John,
that to me?
Hold on,
don't
John,
cut me off.
I'm not going to cut you off. John Gruden is not racist. John Gruden takes liberties with colorful language.
John,
that's all that is.
Did
you
hear
Thank
what?
You,
I know you're very upset and happy. Did you hear what I said? I didn't
I
offer any.
That,
okay. I said that the football team, a part of a lawsuit, would not hire a coach, a part of a leak that makes him look not great,
Right.
That looks bad when you're a part of a lawsuit that's basically accusing you of discrimination. They would never make that hire. Do you agree with that?
I get all that.
Okay, do you agree
with
John, John, do you agree with my point or no?
You made a good point, yes, but can I continue?
That's all that matters! Right. I don't care about John Gruden's lawsuit! I'm making a point based on Sean's argument of don't bring up names. It's not about if I care or not or if I'd hire him. I'm saying it's a waste of time because of that situation. Yeah. And if you agree with me about that, which you did and I respect, then who cares about everything else? That's my only point. I don't want to relitigate John Gruden's lawsuit or Brian Flores' lawsuit or any of the dopey lawsuits.
Just the fact that they exist create a barrier for John Gruden at some of these places.
That's it.
Especially the Giants who's named in the discrimination lawsuit.
That's it. And
right.
What I appreciate about John and Glenn Cove is that he heard me out and then said, yeah, you're right. That's a good point. That's my only point. That was it. That's all I'm saying in relation to Sean's list of don't mention names. Yeah, it's a waste to mention his name, considering if you follow those two bouncing balls, you say to yourself, they're never going to hire him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're never going to hire him, why are we talking about hiring him?
Right.
My point.
As long as we're talking about people with blemishes and discussing this, there was a suspension that was just lifted. Justin Tucker is now free. Giants kicker problem.
You want to sign him? Well, now, he was accused of, I think, like, being at a lot of massage parlors.
Yeah.
And doing inappropriate things. Is that the exact thing?
I don't want to. Enough close to what Deshaun Watson, I think, was going through. Similar enough.
Let me see. Yeah. Close, but not quite the same.
Exactly. But
Justin Tucker has been accused of sexual misconduct by at least 16 different female massage therapists in the Baltimore area.
16.
The alleged incidents occurred during the massage sessions between 2012 and 2016. The woman alleged that Tucker engaged in sexual inappropriate behavior, including, I'm not going to read that.
Right.
I'm not going to read that.
There are children listening.
I'm not going to read that. Attorneys representing 13 of the accusers stated that their clients felt validated by the NFL's investigation, but were left with a stain of denial by Justin Tucker. So he's cleared to play because he served a 10-game suspension.
Yep.
This is going to be kind of the way I look at sports sometimes. When you're a bad team, and the Giants are a bad team, why would you go down this road?
Yeah.
If you're close to winning a Super Bowl.
And Young Weiku was fine.
Well,
they signed another kicker today.
Yeah, to the practice squad. Ooh.
Ben Soles was a kicker at Pitt last year and was with somebody in the preseason. By the way, my question is, you want to say they're a bad team today. I think if you're signing Justin Tucker right now, it's with an eye on, let's get him in here so we have him next year when you hope to be a good competitor.
No, I think anybody that signs him is desperate. And they're like, you know what? I don't care about the backlash we're going to get. We are so close to winning a championship. Mm. We'll deal with this. And we see teams do this all the time.
Right.
But I think when you're far away from it, why would you go down that road?
Right.
Like, yes, Justin Tucker has every right to work and a team could sign him, but do you really want to open yourself up to that when you're not a good football team?
And how old is he now?
I'm going to guess like
that old.
I'm going to guess like 33, but I'll tell you the answer in a second.
35. Actually, he'll be 36 next week. I didn't realize he got that old.
Yeah, so he's not worth it.
He also didn't have, I think his last year was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, then he started missing some kicks.
Yeah, he missed.
He was automatic for a long time.
His percent was still pretty good, I guess.
Look, I'm just saying this.
It dropped. It dropped to 73%. His career mark was around 90%. Right. So, yeah, he had a bad year in 2024. And, yes, he's accused by 150 different women of doing inappropriate things.
He's 36 years old.
Yeah.
So, okay. Next year he'll be 37. So that's not worth it.
Probably not worth it. I just bring it up because of all the things the Giants are going to go through this offseason, I just want to know that kicker is figured out.
So you want to sign Justin Tucker? You have every right to
have that opinion. Look, I would say this. The idea of Justin Tucker is probably better than the age and the missing. I just want a guy like Justin Tucker and not to ignore that in the offseason.
So go find a guy like Justin Tucker.
Maybe they did.
Just
maybe
not, just not Justin Tucker.
Exactly. Make it a priority.
No, that's just my advice. Go find a guy like Justin Tucker, but not Justin Tucker.
Yeah. I wouldn't go down that road, but Sean wants to, which is fine if that's your opinion. Just own it. Just say it. You want Justin Tucker?
That's not worth it.
I wanted to 2 minutes ago when I thought he was 32 years old.
So it's not the accusations from the women. It's the age thing.
Look, I hate to say this.
Just be honest. You can be honest.
I'm going to be honest. I rooted for a baseball team that employed Aroldis Chapman, and I turned an eye because at some point when a team makes a decision for a guy to put on a uniform, I have to just do that. And I'm probably disgusting in the fact that in the end, I want to see my team have productive players at productive positions. So I'm trying to be as transparent as possible.
I think I get that. And I think that sometimes when the player is that good,
right,
you suck it up and say, I'll do it.
Right.
Like Lawrence Taylor wasn't the greatest human being in the world, but when it's a bit player, I'll actually give you an example. No one's paying attention to this, but I'll tell you, the Mets made a minor league signing. Jahan Bey was a guy that they signed. He beat up his girlfriend 7 years ago.
Yeah, that's no good.
It's disgusting. And what I said on the Rico, and I'll say it now, is I don't want this guy on my team.
Right.
And I think it's stupid to bring in a guy, especially when they were a utility infielder, signing a minor league deal. Why? Now, you're telling me this is an MVP player. Are you willing to put up more? And by the way, it's disgusting that I'm saying this, but it's true. Like, I'm just giving you the truth. When a guy's a great player, you're going to be like, oh, my God. I hate that he did that, right, but okay, I'll sign him. Yeah, you just admitted that with Aroldis Chapman. The Yankees did it with Aroldis Chapman. The Mets did it when they brought Jose Reyes back. Like, this isn't new. But when it's someone who's a utility infielder, and I hope someone actually asks David Stearns this when he meets the media today. Nobody will, by the way. Hey, David.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring that guy in?
What was the point?
You know, he assaulted his girlfriend 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Do you care? I don't know if anyone will ever ask him.
What happened to the lawsuit? Or the, because I'm assuming that's a criminal.
Yeah, you know what? That part I don't even know. Mm. And the truth is, I guess the way I view this is that's enough.
Right.
For me to say as a fan, I just wouldn't go near
him. If it's an allegation, that's one thing. If he was indicted, that's a completely different thing. So, again, not enough people know the details.
You want me to tell you what happened?
Tell me.
Conviction.
Yeah, okay.
In May of 2018, Bey was accused of slapping, choking, and kicking his ex-girlfriend in 2017 on New Year's Eve. He was 18 years old. In October of 2018, he was convicted of assault in the court in Daegu, which I think is where he's from, and was required to pay a fine of a money that I don't understand.
Right.
In 2019, baseball suspended him without pay for 30 games because of the incident. So the incident led, he was convicted, he served his penalty.
Yeah, he was 18 years old.
And he was 18 years old.
So people want to forgive him.
And I'm just saying, I just wouldn't sign him. Mm. Like, can he be forgiven as a human and me as a fan say, I'd rather not sign him?
Nah, to Tiki's point, even with the Giants, find a guy like that, just don't find that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Real quickly, no audio. You asked about Bill Belichick. He had one line and one line only when asked about it. Getting ready for Wake Forest, that's all I got this week.
It's a good answer. It's very on the brand of Bill Belichick, right, that's for sure.
Not telling you nothing.
Now, meanwhile, he's secretly calling the dishes and Bowers like, please, hire me. I'll even work for Shane. We'll get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. There were two things that brought me to thinking about manager and coaches of the year. Number one, MLB is announcing their managers of the year tonight.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay!
Think it's any of our guys?
No. No. Even though the Yankees did finish tied with the best record in the American League, it will not be Aaron Boone, and it certainly won't be Carlos Mendoza. And also, the Giants removed Brian Daboll, who won Coach of the Year. So it had me thinking, like, who are the guys in our beautiful New York sports history that have actually won Coach and Manager of the Year? So I'll put you on the spot, Sean. Can you name all the Giant Coaches of the Year? And I'll help you. It's happened six times. The most of any local team.
Before I answer, are there double ups?
There is one double up.
Going back, how long do you say?
So the NFL Coach of the Year Award began in 1957.
57.
In the NHL, it was 1974. In the NBA, 1963. And believe it or not, baseball was the most recent, 1983.
Really?
Is that right?
That is true, yeah.
That feels like baseball would have been the first to ever do something like that.
Yeah, that's because they had so many other accolades and awards that they give out.
I was surprised.
That is surprising.
I was looking on Baseball Reference. I was like, yeah, damn, wow, okay.
All right, I'm going to go with the obvious and say that Bill Parcells won it twice.
Bill Parcells won it one time, 1986.
Wow. Okay.
So are we looking for the guy that won it twice?
I'm looking for the six different instances. Right.
Daboll.
Brian Daboll is number two.
Tom Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin never won Coach of the Year.
Did Fossil?
Jim Fossil did it in 1997.
Yep. That's right.
You were there for that.
His first year.
So we have three.
So there are three examples, one of which won it twice. I'm just going to tell you the guy that won it twice. Oh, there you go. Allie Sherman. Back-to-back years, 1961 and 1962.
Well, we talked about that, didn't we? No, we talked about Steve Owen.
Yeah, Steve Owen, which is even before Allie Sherman.
Steve Owen was special, man.
That's right.
Dude, played player coach.
Coach for a million years.
Coach forever.
So you're missing one guy who won Coach of the Year in Giant history. You've gotten Dable, Fossil, Parcells, and Allie Sherman.
Is it whoever coached in like that early breakout before Parcells?
No.
Because they were bad. They were terrible.
Don't tell me McAdoo won it.
It was not Ben McAdoo. No. Good guess. It's a relatively recent person, is the way I'd phrase it.
Relatively
recent. Like, it's not 1949. It's the modern Giant era, the Super Bowl era.
Did in, like, 94 Dan Reeves win it?
Dan Reeves in 1993. Yeah. Good job out of you. Now, can you name all the Jets that have won Coach of the Year?
There isn't any.
You just did it! Zero! Zero!
That's kind of crazy.
It is.
There are two other local teams that have zero coach or managers of the year. Can you name those two other franchises?
The Islanders definitely had to have one.
The Islanders had two, Al Arbor and Barry Trotz back
in. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
2019.
I mean, the Rangers turn over a bunch, so probably no.
Well, what's his name? The coach from the Vegas Golden Knights. Didn't he win it?
See, the New York Rangers have collected former coaches of the year, but they have never had a coach of the year, which is amazing.
You were thinking of Gallant with
Gallant,
Vegas?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, everybody called him Gallant. Yeah.
The Rangers actually have a pretty impressive list of guys who won it, just not with them.
So they hired former coaches of the
year. Correct. They have never had a coach of the year. The Islanders have two. The Devils have one. The great Jacques Lemaire won it in 1994.
Lemaire.
The other franchise,
like Pepe Le Pew,
without a coach or manager of the year was the New Jersey Brooklyn Nets. Yeah. Never happened.
Right. Wow, Byron Scott didn't get that.
You guys didn't react. You know who Pepe Le Pew is?
Yes.
Yeah, the skunk.
The skunk.
Yeah. Sure. No, we let it fly. Oh, we let it stink.
I was confident Evan didn't know, so I just let it go.
No, I did. Sometimes you don't have to go backwards on things. You just let it happen.
He was sitting in front of his TV watching Pepe Le Pew.
I was. I was very much into it.
Or back when they still had Saturday morning cartoons, which they did away with.
I know.
You know why they did away with Saturday morning cartoons?
I'm going to assume kids stopped watching it.
No. The advertising. was all bad sugar, like toys.
You're right. It was.
It was like, it was all crap. And so the FCC passed a rule that the commercials had to be different.
It couldn't be the same crap that we're going to beg our mom and dad to get us.
It's why you started seeing like the G.I. Joe stuff, The More You Know. You remember all those?
Yeah, those
it happened probably around the mid-80s. You started to get these like infomercial commercials.
So what did that do? That killed the industry?
It just made it not as, because the cereal companies, which are selling sugar, will pay a lot.
I remember the cereal advertisements. Whereas
these, as you know, are public broadcast.
Right.
I mean, they're public, they're for the public good. You're not getting as much money as a network for those. And so it became economically unfeasible to have cartoons all day on the Saturday morning.
That is fascinating. I also thought maybe because they have the Cartoon Network now, so it was never
that was a result.
Oh, that was a result
that's
of them canceling?
That's what happened.
Oh, I thought it happened at the same time.
No, people wanted to watch cartoons.
Yeah, you had a late run when I was a kid where ABC took over some and they ruined Doug from Nickelodeon, and then that was kind of it.
Right, and they were the last... were they the last ones? I'm forgetting now. Who had still had Saturday morning. I think it was ABC.
I think it was ABC. It was Doug, Pepper Ann, and we called it a day.
Right.
That. Really? They put Doug on ABC?
And they changed it. Mr. Swirly was no longer an ice cream truck. It was an ice cream shop.
Wow.
And they they rewrote some characters. And like people who were into Doug went over like, whoa, what are we changing the show?
I never saw that, but I loved Doug as a kid, but I guess I never saw them alter it like that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, here are the other teams with your coach and manager of the years. The Knicks have three. Three, not bad. Can you name the three, Tommy, Mr. Mack? Go ahead.
Tibbs
in 2021.
Yep. Pat Riley
in 1993.
Red Holtzman.
There you go.
Mike Brown, we're not counting. I mean, he did win Coach of the Year, and he's now a Knick.
Van Gundy never won?
No. If we counted that, Tommy, then we'd have to give the Rangers like 15.
That's
of
true.
Them, right?
We don't want to do that.
So, no. The Mets have one Manager of the Year. Can you believe that? Mm. When Buck won it a few years ago, Buck Showalter.
Right. And then he got fired 2 years later. A year later. After that.
That's the only manager of the year in Met history, and the Yankees.
Better than the Raptors, the team the Brooklyn Nets are playing, who had a coach of the year, and they fired him.
That's true.
After that season.
Which is amazing that that could happen, but it does. And the Yankees have had three different instances of a manager of the year. Go ahead, Sean.
Joe Torre,
twice.
Okay.
He shared it in 1996 with the late Johnny Oates, and then won it on his own in 1998. And the third instance of it?
Man, was it Boone in 17?
It was not Aaron Boone. Yogi Berra? It was not Yogi Berra. Well, no, he wouldn't have won it with the Yankees.
Was it Billy Martin?
It was not Billy Martin. I told you, the award didn't start till 1983.
So did Girardi win it?
It wasn't Joe Girardi. We've already said his name. Buck Showalter.
Oh, that's right.
Buck actually won it in 1994, the strike-shortened season. So Buck has the distinct honor of winning the award with two different local teams.
Interesting.
How about that? So there you go. 16 different times we've had a coach or manager of the year, 13 different winners. There you go. Showalter, Torre, and Ali Sherman, the only guys to win it twice.
And the most recent was Dave's. Right?
The most recent was Brian Daboll in 2022. Tom Thibodeau won it in 2020. Buck Showalter, same year.
Oh, got it.
So I guess it was Daboll, Showalter, and Thibodeau.
None of them are here.
I know.
And none of them are here.
That was 3 years ago.
And if you want to go back a few years earlier, Barry Trotz, who was gone 2.5 years later.
Hockey fires their managers quick.
Oh, the coaches are gone very quickly, yeah. If the Rangers didn't win last night, I heard Sean was going to pick it outside of Madison Square Garden to get rid of Sullivan.
No, we're extending him now.
No, you're not. No. Because you scored 5 goals?
Six.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they put up a nice number.
We're back.
Let's go to Let's go to Jake on Long Island. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call. So the only thing that I don't agree with when it comes to trying to implement some type of lottery system with the NFL, as a New York Knicks fan, I'm 32 years old. I'm going to say probably a vast majority of my life, the Knicks have been abysmal. How many times have they gotten the first overall pick?
Once.
Zero. In your lifetime.
Oh, your lifetime.
In my lifetime, right?
Not only did you not get the number one pick, the Knicks had this great ability to always move backwards. So wherever they were projected to go, they would always go back a slot or two.
You think that's in a make good for everybody else?
Because of Patrick Ewing million years ago? Now, Jake, I understand your issue. Look, I'm dealing with it, right? I just saw my team not win the lottery. My team's going to have the worst record in the league. They're probably not going to win the lottery. I get how it sucks.
You got to do something else.
Well, you got to not lose on purpose.
No, you got to do something else.
What do you mean?
Like trade your best player to the team on the West Coast?
What? Oh, to win the lottery?
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, but then you get fired, like what happened to Nico
They're
earlier
the
today.
First team out. Basically, right?
No, I know. You're right. If it's fixed. And I think that's the other problem. We live in a very untrusting society. Mm-hmm. So I think that anyone who wins the lottery, we always come up with a story for why it's fixed.
I mean, Dallas, it's really, really hard not to.
I agree with you, Teak. But what I'm also saying is no matter who wins, a story is created.
Oh, of course.
And so, like, the Islanders won the lottery. We're all very happy about that. And instantly it was, oh, yeah, because they took the All-Star game away mm-hmm. for a couple of years. So I think that's the only issue with installing a lottery is that the trust of the people just isn't there in sports anymore, especially with these gambling scandals and everyone not trusting referees and officials and umpires. So I do understand that it opens that up, but I just don't like the fact that fans are actively rooting against their own team to get a better pick. I think it's completely unhealthy. And I would rather the lottery system than we all yelling at each other about how losing is better.
I agree. If there's a way to do it correctly and auditable, I think it would be worth it.
Yeah, and they claim they do audit it. Yeah. Like, I give you a good example, and I love Big Mac, but I was listening to Big Mac after the Sunday football, and he was talking about the Giants mostly, and then he said, yeah, and it was also an awful day for the Jets. I'm like, what is he talking about? Mm. We won the game. Like, did he not see the game? And he goes on his rant about winning is bad. You know, the lawyer, the draft.
Winning is never bad.
I know that, but that's the problem.
Especially when you're trying to establish a culture.
Of course, especially when you're not even halfway through a season, or now we are. And so that needs to be eliminated. And I don't know if Roger Goodell sees it yet, but I think it's a major, major issue with sports that fans end up doing that.
Mm-hmm. And wanting your team to lose.
Yeah, and like I'll say this respectfully to Big Mac and to you guys because we argue about it too. I understand your perspective.
The challenge,
but I hate it.
The challenge for the NFL, though, is that if you suck and you're losing, people don't come. But as we've talked about many times, it doesn't matter in the NFL.
But I don't think like that.
It's not good for the product. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But it's not bad for the business of the game.
No, I get you.
You're still making hundreds of millions of dollars.
I don't think adding a lottery or some kind of system will change the bottom line at all.
I agree.
Good or bad. I think it's more
fan faith in the system.
Yeah, I just think it's unhealthy to have fans actively rooting against their own team. And it's also toxic with the players. You hear the way the players react to mm-hmm. these questions. They're like, they're like offended. I don't blame them. Like, really? I'm supposed to lose on purpose so that they could replace me with somebody they draft?
I don't think you're actively doing it, but here's something you can understand, Evan. It is like an emotional hedge, though, meaning like the loss goes down a lot smoother when you can rationalize, well, it'll help me get a better draft pick.
Well,
do
the real emotional hedge, Tommy. Bet against your team.
Yeah, that's much safer.
Speaking of which, I am so annoyed at myself. I got eliminated from my knockout pool on Sunday, and I realized, why didn't I emotionally hedge when you get to November? That should be an automatic if you're in these things.
Oh, like pick a bet against the team that you just picked?
You don't do it early because there's a million people in the thing. But I was down to like 23 people left, and I had Carolina. And I thought about it yesterday. I said, all this stupid emotional hedging Evan talks about, why didn't I sit down on FanDuel and place a bet on the Saints?
Because you're dumb.
Right.
What a moron.
You're dumb. I love you.
So that's my advice for anybody left in these things in November. Emotionally hedging.
Emotionally hedging always works.
Right.
Especially when you're a good team. Like if you're a Knicks fan who's really into these regular season games, and I'm that way too with the NBA, like I'd emotionally hedge the crap against the Knicks every time they play because they're such big favorites that you'll get great odds.
Right.
When you suck like the Nets, you get no odds.
Yeah, and the hedge is easy. Just whatever it costs you to be in the league. Bet it against the team.
Easy peasy, baby. Let's go to David in Elmont. What's up, David?
How you doing, Evan and Tiki? How's everything?
Good, man. What's up?
Good, man.
I got the perfect candidate for the New York Giants head coaching.
Let's hear it.
I think the Giants need somebody who is very aggressive and that's able to cut some dead weight from the team. And that person is Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez, who is no longer hired by Fox Sports. He's been replaced by Drew. Who's he replaced by?
Drew Brees.
Oh, Drew Brees, that's right.
Who will be on the call of the Giants and Packers Sunday.
Really? Oh, God, that sucks. Mm. He's not good.
He wasn't good in his first
game. Maybe he'll be better now.
Yeah.
I do appreciate what David just did, and I think this is important to our audience. The Giants aren't hiring a coach for over 2 months. We all understand that. They're not hiring a coach tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to hire a coach in the middle of January. We are going to continue to talk about it. It's going to be a topic, maybe not every single day, but it will be around.
What I would advise, and I'm open to it, is every once in a while, instead of recycling the same names of head coaching candidates, make a joke. Jokes are fun.
Right.
When you, because he caught me completely off guard.
Right.
I didn't see a joke coming. So every once in a while, you're like, all right, guys, I've been thinking about this. I've been studying the tape. I got a perfect Giant head coaching idea.
I love the Giants.
And then you just slap us about the head with something we never even thought of.
True.
It's a great idea. So continue that for the next 2 months, please.
I like it.
Let's go to Sonny and Malvern. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny.
Hey, guys. We'll have a little fun now that I'm over Dave's getting fired. It took me one day to get over it. remember O.J. Simpson, obviously, his dream team lawyer?
Yes.
Right? I'm going to have this my dream team coaching staff for the Giants.
Let's hear it.
Lane Kiffin, head coach. John Gruden, quarterback coach.
That's for you, Sean.
I love this coach.
Josh McDaniels, offensive coordinator. And Spags as the defensive coordinator.
Oh, nice. That is a staff right there, Sonny, put together.
Well done, Sonny.
For those that are not aware, those are all the names on Sean's Cinco de Fivo of guys that should be banned from being mentioned as coaching candidates.
Just rewind about 50 minutes or so, and you'll hear it.
Quick thought about Steve Spagnuolo, though, if you mind.
Go ahead.
We would all agree he's the greatest defensive coordinator in modern NFL history.
Yes.
Fair statement?
Yes.
Okay?
All right.
So he is just utterly brilliant.
Yes.
I don't know if he ever really got a fair shake as a head coach. His time with the Rams, they were awful.
They were bad. It was interim here. You know, it was bad.
So if we accept that Steve Spagnuolo is one of the great minds of all time, and he has now learned at the knee of Andy Reid, is it really that crazy to bring Spags here? Worst case scenario, you're going to have a kick-ass defense.
No, you're right.
At least in theory.
No, you're right. By the way, thank you, SNY, for joining us as always. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. And also, tomorrow at 6 p.m., it is the premiere of Mets Hot Stove.
Is that true?
It is.
Wow. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Mets Hot Stove, David Stearns is at the general manager meetings and said some things. Would you like to hear some of the things David Stern had to say?
I would love to.
Sean Morash, you know what? I'll give you a minute. When we come back, we will hear from the president of the New York Mets, David Stearns, Pete Alonso, Edwin Diaz, Kodai Senga. We're going to hear from David Stearns.
Right, we're going to talk sports because talking sports on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of a Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.